I agree. I think Iran feels scared because it saw Hamas as one of its proxies in the region. And Iran thinks its proxies are important because they're a way of keeping it safe. They're one of Iran's deterrence measures that they feel help protect them and provide a way to debilitate or distract Israel, which is their main adversary. From Iran's perspective, they like these proxies like Hamas because they help Iran take stabs at Israel while preventing a conflict from coming to the Iranian territory, which Iran is even more scared of.
They're distracting or trying to distract Israel. And what's the purpose of the distraction to try to do something that they don't see coming? I think there was something in 2006 that Iran did to the Israelis, and it was kind of a distraction, surprise kind of thing. So what are they trying to surprise them with?
I don't know if Iran's necessarily trying to surprise Israel. I think Iran likes having different options where it can take stabs at Israel, either to actually decrease their power and Israel's capability, or simply of ways to demonstrate Iran's power and Iran's reach around the region.
Yeah, okay. So they don't want to surprise them. They just want to be able to minimize Israel's power in the region. And using terror organizations like Hamas and others, what does that do for Iran?
It gives Iran a way both to keep the conflict out of Iran while taking steps against their adversaries like Israel or in other places, US interests across the region. It also provides Iran this way of taking deniable actions. It might only be 1 degree removed, and everyone might look at the situation and obviously blame Iran. But when it provides just a sheer amount of cover for Iran, Iran feels like it's not going to get the significant amount of blowback that it would if it were actually to, for example, launch a missile out of Iranian territory. It's that opportunity to have a thin veil of deniability that makes the proxy such an important deterrence measure for Iran.
And how would you assess or describe the, I guess, the pressure or the situation for these proxies right now? This is a significant conflict, and they're playing a significant role. So how would you describe that right now?
In my opinion, I think Hamas and probably the other proxies are hoping for a bit of support and defense from Iran and the other partners that they work with in the region, and might expect their other partners to get involved to protect them. Certainly, we might see it with things like whether it's direction or trading arms over time as this conflict continues. But I think as Hamas is probably looking for other partners to maybe take some of the pressure off and, like we were saying before, distract Israel. And I think there's a potential there for conflict to begin in from different directions as Hamas looks to alleviate some of the pressure.
Who are some of the other proxies or the partners in the region that Hamas has?
I think I would expect Hamas to be looking at Hezbollah in particular, as a powerful ally and also one near to the conflict that could take some of the pressure off by launching attacks or other distractions, that would give Hamas a little bit of breathing room and take Israel's attention away from them, at least for a little bit. There are other groups operating within Palestine, and others within the network around the region that may also be dragged into this conflict.
That's Justine Ferry, a former CIA analyst on the Middle East. JJ Green, WTOP News.